Mexican-American fast pitch softball has historic roots in Kansas and Missouri. Every summer, Mexican-Americans play a game that's wrapped up in family ties and traditions. There's also a tournament in Newton, Kansas that's the oldest of its kind. KCUR's Zach Lewandowski has the story.
About 20 friends and family members greet each other on the bleachers of a softball field. A local men's fast-pitch softball team begins warming up in the outfield. Everyone from the players to the crowd seems to know each other. First names are replaced with nicknames, and dugouts are never quiet. The team warming up and wearing carnelian red jerseys is the Kansas City Angels. They've been playing since the 1960s. The team is made up of several amateur athletes. Many of the players have college and professional experience, with some even being part of Major League Baseball teams' farm systems. In 2009, the Angels won a national fast-pitch tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They were the first Latino team to win that tournament as part of the North American Fast-Pitch Association. But for the Angels, one tournament in Newton, Kansas means a little more than the rest.
You know, it's a big deal. Basically, kind of like our little World Series.
That's Angels pitcher Luis Vaca. And every year, he and his teammates take part in the Newton Mexican-American Fast-Pitch Softball Tournament. It is the oldest Mexican-American tournament of its kind in the country, and this year marks the 65th anniversary of the competition traditionally held the weekend after Independence Day. Teams from all over the country venture into Kansas to play fast-pitch softball, and Vaca's team has won the tournament 3 of the last 5 years. He says the tournament has special meaning.
You're playing for pride amongst your peers, you know, your family. Many different guys on these teams are family, so basically playing for bragging rights.
When Vaca says the guys on the team are family, he means that literally. A combination of brothers and cousins make up about 3/4 of the Angels roster, which is pretty typical of Mexican-American softball teams. Most players have parents and grandparents who played before them, and the reason is found several generations ago, when during the early 20th century, Mexican immigrants began entering into assimilation projects in the United States. These projects were designed to get immigrants accustomed to the United States culture and included having immigrants play baseball and softball games, since baseball is considered the national pastime. Combined with expanding railroads into the Midwest, which provided jobs, Mexican Americans began building neighborhoods that gravitated towards softball.
A lot of the Mexican migration to Kansas in the early part of the 20th century was to work on the railroad. And that's how you get these communities in Topeka, Newton, some of the smaller towns.
And the process of how Mexican Americans came to incorporate baseball and softball into their culture is complex. This got the interest of Kansas University Associate Professor Ben Chappell, who's an anthropologist currently researching Mexican-American culture in the area.
So there are Mexican-American communities in these places that were very tight-knit, and one thing that people have told me in the research is that the tradition of softball tournaments gave them a great opportunity to go meet people with similar backgrounds in other parts of the state.
Chappell's research found that these projects assume that Mexican Americans would eventually lose what he calls distinctive ethnic identities. But that didn't happen.
What actually happened was that Fort became a community institution that, you know, people could really invest with their own local identities. You know, they were playing for their neighborhood a lot of times, so it really became their own institution.
Mexican Americans faced racial discrimination and weren't allowed to play in most tournaments, which led them to establish their own tournaments like the one in Newton. Now softball tournaments are social events for the whole community, and community pride inspires some to even invest their own money into the teams. Like Chris Medina. He's a former Angels player turned general manager. He acts as a sponsor, giving the team money to travel to national tournaments. He even helps bring players in from other areas, including Mexico. And some teams actually reach out to different continents.
There's a number of teams here right now that have some pitchers from Australia and New Zealand, and so they'll bring them over. They'll pay their salaries. They'll get them a job, pay their expenses to and from, and they'll live here for the, which is their winter, and they'll live, and they'll live here for the summer, and then they go back to their country.
Angels head coach Manuel Hernandez has 2 sons and several other relatives currently playing for the Angels. He's best friends with Medina and has always had a passion for fast pitch. Written on the side of his hat is the word Rabbit, a nickname from his playing days to which most people know him by today. Rabbit even got the attention of the Kansas City Royals. He tried out for one of their training camps, but a family tradition took precedence.
Made it to the final cut, and then a softball tournament came up, and my father, we went to the softball tournament.
While choosing fast-pitch softball over a chance to play for the Royals might seem crazy to some, for Rabbit, it was about tradition and a sport that has always been a part of him.
I mean, back then when my father played, you know what, they didn't get a lot of opportunities to play baseball. My father and my dad's brothers were fortunate to play it, but a lot of them, after the war, developed this softball league. Ever since that, I would say it's still traditional.
And this tradition survives mostly by word of mouth. Official histories of Mexican-American softball are hard to find, and the best sources on the subject are the players and families themselves, something Ben Chappell discovered during his research.
When I go to a tournament, anywhere, whether it's in Houston, San Antonio, Kansas City, Topeka, Newton, every tournament that I've been to, on some level, is like a little museum. People will bring out photographs, they'll bring out old programs, they'll bring out posters from former years, or they'll just sit around and tell stories, you know, about the old days. So this is a history that is very well remembered, but it's not well documented in sort of the official archives.
Which Chappell says can be traced back to the goals of assimilation.
Another piece of the kind of assimilation theory that, you know, if whatever is unique or particular to the experience of people of Mexican descent is going to disappear over time, then why bother documenting it and preserving that? And fortunately, that's an idea that has changed quite a lot.
Fast-pitch softball might not lead to big paydays or recognition, but for Mexican-Americans who enjoy the game, time spent with family and friends is reason enough to continue tradition. For Casey Currents, I'm Zach Lewandowski.